Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, September 25th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up a quarter cent, closing at 353 and three quarters. November beans down 13 cents, closing at 971 and a quarter. And December wheat up 4.5 cents, closing at 454. Well, the things that the funds were heavily short, corn and wheat, were supported here today. Despite some of the harvest pressure, corn managed to close higher. Wheat closed higher. Minneapolis wheat, I think, was up 10 or 11 cents here. So I think that certainly helped Chicago wheat. Over the past several days, it's pretty obvious that we've blown out all of the longs out of that wheat market, Minneapolis wheat market. And now they've been starting to come back here over the last few days. Crude oil was up $1.53 a barrel, but it really didn't have much impact on the grains. It certainly didn't affect the bean oil. Bean oil was down 21 ticks. The dollar was up 48 ticks. That weighed on the grains a little bit here. The beans, why are so much pressure? I think two things, some harvest activity out here, and there's talk about some rains in Brazil, so apparently that's what sent us lower here. I don't see the rains in Brazil for the time being, and it looks very dry there as far as I can see from the map. So I think this was a one-day sell-off, I hope, but it's certainly a lousy close considering where we closed on Friday, but maybe we can bounce it right back tomorrow on a turnaround Tuesday out here. We'll get the crop ratings here in a few minutes. Again, I think the beans might be down another 1%, but I also think that some of the bigger states could be showing more decreases out there. And, you know, the yield reports I'm getting every day keep saying the same thing. It's not as bad generally as they thought, but it's nowhere near last year. We're talking 10, 15, 20% less than a year ago in a lot of areas. Where it's good, it's great. You know, it's 75 bushel to 85 bushel beans. But there are too many areas that are 50 when they were 65 last year that I just leads me to believe that we're never going to make the government numbers out here. I just don't see it in the beans. So we'll get the stocks numbers on Friday. I'm guessing that corn's going to be up a little bit, beans are down a little bit, but I think the weather in Brazil and tonight's crop progress report will certainly guide the market for tomorrow. We didn't have any export announcements today. The market kind of likes to see it pretty consistent. China, Mexico, somebody buying beans in here. We didn't see that. The export inspections were light. 1.03 on the beans, 739 on the corn, 499 on the wheat, so no real help there. But, you know, the funds long beans and still long an awful lot of oil, so that put a little bit of pressure on the beans here as well today. Hopefully we can come back tomorrow. If there's any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.